Good morning. It is January the 27th, 2020. Monday morning, right around 6:40 a.m. Just around 6:40 a.m. here in Seattle, Washington, Pacific Standard Time. Happy Monday. Be sure to fuel up your vehicle on the way to work today. Remember, your tank's almost empty. Be sure to pick up the clothes from the dry cleaners. Be sure to take the fucking dog to the vet. The dog has some kind of fucking parasite. Yes, it is Monday, January the 27th, the beginning of a whole new work week in the year 2020. Yes, happy Monday, people. It's Monday. Yeah, I'm just here in my fabulous luxury compartment in Seattle, Washington. I don't have anything to tell you, really. I was looking at the news and it's more of the same. Kobe is dead, but people have been talking about the fact that he might have been a little bit rapey. And that gets people pissed off. When you talk about your idols being a little rapey, that really pisses people off, really. But Kobe Bryant is dead, holy fuck. The mayor of Wuhan in China looks like that person wants to quit. I don't blame you, mayor. Yes, the mayor of Wuhan wants to quit because, hey, he's the mayor of Dead City. Don't know, folks. I don't know. China closes Foxconn, Johnson and Johnson, and Samsung factories. Shit, where am I going to get my new flip phone? I'm just kidding. Yeah. Oh, and they might use Hong Kong to dump sick people, which again makes sense. Yeah, so here's an interesting idea that goes back into the question of where did this virus come from? What if this virus was the only fucking idea that the Chinese communists had to keep China from imploding? Like, imagine the Hong Kong riots and the general discontent in China was much worse than we've been led to believe. Imagine, in fact, there had been massive protests, because how the fuck would we know? Imagine there have been massive protests, a lot of underground guerrilla activity unbeknownst to us. Yes, imagine, and the Chinese communists, the Politburo, they met sometime in, November maybe. And General Ching Chong, he recommended that, maybe they just dump the big one on the people. Yes, General Ching Chong recommended that they simply release a virus to create a crisis where the whole nation can come together. It's true though. Even if this virus was an accident, it's sort of fortuitous when it comes to these rebels, these revolutionaries, these George Soros zombies in Hong Kong. I don't know how real they are. You might as well ask me how real, historically, the 1956 Hungarian Revolution was. Some people say it was really real. Imre Nagy calling out to the world, "Help me, help me. The Soviets are coming." 1956, the Hungarian Revolution. But good old Imre Nagy, like all good little tools of the CIA, and he may not even have known he was a tool, like so many tools don't. Yeah, what if the Hong Kong thing is about as real as the Hungarian Revolution? Which makes it as real as the Maidan Revolution in Ukraine in 2014. Fuck. I guess what I'm saying is, and I know I'm beating around the fucking bush, but sorry for being misogynistic about the vag. Yes, I'm beating on the bush right now. Because I'm a lesbian in a man's body. Yeah, I don't know, people. I don't know. Lots of news about the virus, lots of news about the impeachment. I guess the Democrats, the liberals, the liberal progressives have a new hero. His name is John Bolton, holy fuck. It's one thing to see a bunch of fucking Democrats kind of forget about the whole McCarthy period. That was weird. And then they get all anti-Russian because, hey, who has a memory back to the 1950s? Fuck. But now we have Democrats who can't even remember 5 minutes ago. Why precisely is John Bolton your fucking cocaine hero right now? John Bolton was one of the architects of the terror campaigns launched against Central American governments in the 1970s and 80s. John Bolton is one of the supporters of the School of the Americas, one of the places we taught Central American officers to torture, murder, kill, assassinate, kidnap. Basically, the School of the Americas is where we taught nice little Latin American officers how to be like Ted Bundy. John Bolton also supported that. And now John Bolton is the fucking hero of the Democrats. Explain that one to me, please. Oh, but Dan, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. No. Don't quote that sideways grooming gang, pedophilia, Islamic bullshit quote to me. Your enemy's your enemy. The enemy of your enemy might also be your fucking enemy. Sorry, I told you that. John fucking Bolton. If you go on to Facebook or Twitter today, the Democrats are hot and heavy, wet and juicy over John friggin' Bolton. That is what you need to know today about the Death Star. If you're one of these people who says, Dan, I think voting totally works, really, how the fuck did John Bolton get on both menus? You see, you're telling me voting works. But many years ago, you Democrat fucks told me John Bolton was a warmonger. John Bolton was a war criminal, and I think that's technically true. John Bolton is a neocon piece of shit. Totally fucking true. And yet these same liberals who, you know, spend all their time, like, blaming Bush and shit, which you should. You should blame Bush, both literally and figuratively. But John Bolton, listen, Bush was stupid. He didn't really have any ability to do anything. If you want to understand some of the people who made the actual fucking decisions, probably, it was John fucking Bolton and people like him. Yeah. So here on Monday, January the 27th, 2020, there are progressive liberal Democrats in the Seattle area who are excited as fuck that John fucking Bolton might testify. Now, folks, you say, Dan, why are you an anarchist? You know, why do you think government is bullshit, maybe? Well, gee, Exhibit A, because of bullshit like this. There is no fucking side. There's never been sides. There's never been a split or a divide. There have never been multiple parties. That's also a fucking lie. There are those who are with the system, those that are used by the system, and those that are opposed to the system. Yeah, I'm sorry I'm kind of obsessing on this John Bolton thing, but for years and years and years, to include ex-wives who are Democrats and from Chicago, to include friends of, and maybe even their siblings, when topics of things like John Bolton or Dick Cheney came up, it was, those guys are fucks. Those guys are liars. Those guys are Republican neocon scumbags. Don't you understand this, Dan? Well, okay, but I'm going to remind you of your opinions right now, because currently you're hoping that our hero, John Bolton, will spill the beans in some trustworthy fucking way about, you know, the villain Donald Trump. And you ask me why this doesn't seem like a soap opera? It has the plot of a soap opera, which means totally unbelievable. Yeah, this is a fucking... You know what? The World Wrestling Federation should really give the deep state some help, because this isn't even as good as the WWF. Their little grudge fights are way more fucking believable. Way more believable than this bullshit. So tell me now, Nancy Pelosi, and tell me now, you know, Adam Schiff, is John Bolton your hero? Because I know the American people, most of them have the attention span of about 3 seconds, so they won't remember this. But I'm asking you because I do. Is John Bolton your hero? Is he someone you trust? Do you think he's going to tell you the fucking truth? Do you believe that a lying piece of shit like him is going to tell the truth? Do you think an architect of murder and destruction, someone who has had his hand in the planning of the collapse of Iraq, Syria, Libya, Afghanistan, Somalia, El Salvador, Nicaragua, I can keep fucking going. And you're a fucking Democrat telling me that John Bolton is your fucking hero. Well, that's really fucking interesting. And why should I fucking vote again? Oh, because, Dan, you got choices. You got choices between John Bolton Light and John Bolton Classic, which is the one that kills nuns in El Salvador. You got the choice between John Bolton New or John Bolton Clear. You can have him in red or black. And now you can even have him in blue, Democrat blue. Those are your choices, Dan. Welcome to the democracy. Yeah, that's why I think voting is stupid, people. And that's why I think most of the people that vote, even if I can understand why they do, while they're voting, they're participating in a stupid fucking ritual that has no outcome. Maybe, if democracy actually worked, we could get to see what kind of a disaster that would be. But folks, this isn't even democracy. This is just a bunch of fucking boxes connected to nothing. This is like that crazy-ass woman almost 20 years ago during one of my first fucking web programming projects saying, Dan, where's the save button? Well, it auto-saves. Dan, where's the save button? Okay, I'm going to explain this as best I can. The web page doesn't need a save button for the same reason why you only have to turn your key, you only have to turn the key of your car once to turn it on. You don't have to turn it every time a cylinder recycles. You don't have to turn the key every time a spark plug gets its charge. That'd be crazy. So why the fuck would I put a save button on a web page that has, at any given time, 50 different fields? Why would I do that? That's stupid. What we do is autosave. But the lady said, listen, I don't understand. I mean, I'm just the chief of technology here. Why would I understand? Dan, please put the save button on the webpage. Oh, I did it, folks, I'll admit. I put the button labeled save in all caps on that fucking page to make her happy. It was connected to nothing. It did nothing. You pushed the button. It made you feel like you actually did something. It did nothing at all. That is voting, people. That is the American system of voting. It does nothing. It is a button, an HTML button on a web page connected to no event handlers, no JavaScript, nothing, no Angular, no fucking next generation JavaScript. It is just there. So I don't know, folks. I just get so sick and tired of this bullshit. And this John Bolton, how the fuck did the Democrats rehabilitate that piece of shit? How the fuck are they turning him into their fucking hero? I mean, this is a guy, if the narrative were, if currently we were in the storyline of we will invade Iran, and I think that's what they wanted a few months ago, but the American people weren't quite there yet. This is a guy that Democrats would be reviling right now as we were in the second or third month of the bombing campaign. Oh my God, I can't believe John Bolton's they're bombing Iran. John Bolton and they're bombing Iran. John Bolton's a chicken hawk. He didn't really serve in Vietnam. Yeah, the Democrats would be attacking him left and right now as the architect of the invasion of Iran. And I gotta tell you, after this little episode is over, whatever happens, some other John Bolton in the neocon Pez dispenser will pop out, and maybe even John Bolton, because hey, the deep state loves reruns. Look at fucking Rumsfeld. Look at Dick Cheney. The deep state loves reruns. The deep state will watch reruns of I Love Lucy all night long. Yeah, I don't know, guys. John Bolton is so obviously a neocon warmongering piece of shit that you kind of have to admit to yourself that people don't really give a shit about right and wrong in the United States of America at this point. All they care about is perceived power. And I say perceived power because it's not real. The voting doesn't work. This fucking impeachment trial is bullshit. Even if Trump gets impeached, it's part of the same theater. I gotta say, right now, and I'm gonna give you a little prediction, I think it's 50-50. A lot of Republicans are looking at the evidence. That's not correct. That's kind of like looking at the polls during the 2012 election. You know when Romney was supposed to win? I will tell you something, and you need to hear this because you won't believe it, but I'm gonna say it. And if you don't believe it and you're a Democrat and you think John Bolton is your impeachment hero today, shut the fuck up because you're not involved in this. This is adults talking. I think that if we had had a fair election in 2012, Romney would have been elected. Not because Romney is anything special, but Obama sucked that much. He did. I knew Democrats. There were tons of Democrats in 2010 and 2011 who kind of thought the guy was a piece of shit. They voted for him because, again, you know, everybody thought he was the magical fucking liberal hero in 2008. And then, you know, Trump became the conservative hero in 2016. Yeah, but he turned out to be bullshit. He really did. All of it. The fucking Nobel Peace Prize, the fucking economy, all of it. He turned out to be 100% in the pocket of the system, just like every other fucking president. And I think a lot of people in 2011, 2012 saw this, and I think there were people who, yeah, most of the people in this country probably voted against Obama legally, as if that matters, in 2012. So don't tell me about this bullshit. Don't tell me about the will of the people. Don't tell me about what's going to happen. I'm going to tell you a story that might turn out to be true, and I want you to listen. There is a likelihood that the reason why Trump is going to get canned is because the American people are not ready. Even the fucking conservatives who voted for Trump, they're not really ready to accept a war with Iran yet. And so this is difficult, okay? This is difficult, okay? The whole Trump war with Iran, you know, a lot of people believed he, when he was running in 2016, was running against nation building, was running against the kind of the record of President Obama of kind of trouncing the world and making it far less stable and far less peaceful. That's the net effect, too, of Obama and Bush, folks. You know, whatever Bush didn't break during his 8 years, Obama finished breaking. The Middle East is a fucking mess. The Persian Gulf is a fucking mess. Central Asia is a fucking mess. Good job, Obama. Because whatever Bush didn't, finish during his 8 years, you certainly did. And now we have Democrats looking to John Bolton as their hero. Fuck. I don't even really think I want to talk more this morning, because why? Why? Why would we talk more about this silly, stupid fucking issue? Yeah, it kind of pisses me off because I can't believe people are this stupid. Like, every day I wake up and I say, okay, people are stupid, but how stupid are they? How fucking stupid are they? I mean, I know that liberals and conservatives, Republicans and Democrats can be really fucking stupid. But how does a liberal, progressive Democrat in their ideological bullshit, upside down, sideways thinking, how do they turn John Bolton into their fucking hero? Well, he's just useful. He's useful. Okay, but I've been reading these fucking tweets, and you guys are rehabilitating his ass as we speak. It's like Marshal Zhukov suddenly showing up in Soviet history books in the 1960s and 70s. Who's this Marshal Zhukov? Well, he was an un-person. Now he's a real person again. So John Bolton was a dirty, nasty warmonger, but now he's a cocaine hero for Adam Schiff and all the Hollywood superheroes. Yeah, maybe before we go, we'll talk a little bit about this fucking virus, maybe, I don't know. Folks, I do not know if the virus is real or not. I did wake up this morning with a little bit of a sore throat, but I gotta say, I don't think that means anything. If I start getting sick, I can say this, I rarely get sick. I mean, I get sick of it. I get sick of it all the time. I get sick of the bullshit all the time, but in terms of getting physically ill, it rarely happens. It almost never happens. And it's not like I've been kind to my body, especially the last few months. My vitamins have been vitamin B, vitamin W, and a lot of vitamin L, which means lazy. So it's not like I've been super kind to my body. Thank you. Yep, the virus. The virus is coming for us, right? I don't know. What if they have to get rid of Trump to have their war with Iran now? What if the new narrative is you want a war with Iran? The storyline involving Trump would never work. We need to do President Pence, who is almost as much of a stealth candidate as Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard has almost no record. President Pence has a little bit more of a record, but frankly, what the fuck? Who the fuck is he? I lived in Indiana. I used to ask people, what do you know about Pence? Nobody knows shit. So he's a mystery candidate. Who the fuck knows? I know he's a neocon. So what if you get rid of Trump and then you can re-pitch war with Iran, but this time the Democrats, holy fuck, Chuck Schumer was given evidence by the Israeli government. The Iranians are past 80% enrichment of uranium. Chuck Schumer is giving a briefing before the Senate. They want their war with Iran. Israel wants the war with Iran. And for my entire life, what Israel wants, Israel gets. Okay? Just a little heuristic you can follow. What the state of Israel wants, the state of Israel gets, and the state of Israel wants to crash the government of Iran. So come hell or high water, assuming this virus doesn't tear us apart, I think that, I think they'll get rid of Trump, and this is the story. And again, I don't believe that the probability is really high right now. It may be that kind of one in three thing, right? But what if the real outcome of this impeachment is to remove Trump? What is that? What if that's the new story? And I say that's the new story because I've been hearing about this whole John Bolton bullshit. This John Bolton bullshit is too fucking stupid to be believed. It's so fucking stupid to be believed that really the only explanation is that the deep state has run out of ways to get the United States people to go to war with Iran. So how do we do it now? Well, what if we come somehow connect Trump to Putin and then connect Trump to appeasement? And then Pence is president, President Pence. And then Chuck Schumer, oh fuck. Nancy Pelosi gives a briefing, crap. And then holy fuck, Dick Cheney, wherever the fuck he is, he comes out and gives a speech, shit. Yes, now that Pence is president and the trade war with China is over. Now that Pence is president and everybody has the cigarette cure for fucking Mexican beer batshit Ebola. So here's the story. President Pence saves the day with the Mexican beer batshit virus crisis. President Pence ends up ending the trade war with China. He ends up, pardoning Trump. Fuck, how Ford-esque of him. And then President Pence begins his campaign for president, maybe. Or maybe he plays the role of narrative kingmaker and he picks the person, or the deep state does, which is really what happens. Right. How do you like President Pence? How do you like them apples? How do you like the idea that if President Pence becomes a thing, we will probably be at war with Iran within 3 months? How do you like them apples? So if you're currently one of these stupid fucking progressives rubbing their hands together over the gloriousness of John Bolton, the person you used to call a demon and now you're calling a hero, testifying, if you're currently rubbing your little scrawly hands over this, you need to meditate on what happens next. Again, this isn't about voting. This isn't about choices. This is about the story. Currently, the story is Trump is the orange Jesus for conservatives and Trump is Cheeto Hitler for liberals. That is the current story. It's stupid, it's cartoonish, and it's perfect for America in 2020. Stupid, cartoonish, overly simplified, filled with a lot of virtue signaling. Fuck. 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 Yeah, so here's the way the story could unfold, because things are getting this fucking nutty. And I think the writers, the deep state writers, are running out of ideas in a way, so they keep going for old bullshit. This is why John Bolton pops up. He is the stinky weasel. He is the turd that floats. He is the guy that constantly pops up. It doesn't matter if he is most likely in league with Lucifer. That's irrelevant. It's not like these people fucking care. It doesn't really matter. It's like for these people, they're watching a movie. Okay, whether it's Democrats or Republicans, they're watching a movie. Maybe a better example would be a football game. The football game, probably like every football game, is fixed. It's fixed. It may be subtle. It may involve a dirty deal in Vegas between a quarterback and some fucking mobster. But the game is fucking fixed. It's never going to turn out the way you expect it to. And even if it does, that was probably fixed too. President Pence. President Pence sounds like crap. I gotta say, President Pence, that's a terrible name for any president unless it's somebody people are just gonna fucking regret. Okay? They're gonna regret the guy. They're gonna think, holy shit, Trump was bad, but Pence? President fucking Pence? Holy shit. Yeah, so probably here's what happens next. John Bolton provides earth-shattering statesman-like testimony about the madness of Donald J. Trump. The people of the Senate, the people of the gallery go, whoo, and ah, and wow. And they vote, finally, when the trial is over, and Trump is out of fucking office, and there's President Pence. And then sometime around April the 1st, because fuck you, April Fool's Day, maybe around April the 1st, maybe it'll happen sometime in the summer, but the war with Iran will now happen. If Trump is gone, there's going to be a war with Iran. And this is not because I think Trump is opposed. Guess what? If they could have pulled it off with him, they would have. They would have. If they could have convinced the American people to hate, hate, hate those damn Iranians with Trump in office, Trump would not be under impeachment right now. And, oh, but Dan, is that what you're saying? Trump has choices? No, 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 no. I don't think people listen to me. Trump already knows the story. He already knows what they want in the plot line. He has no role in this. He is just a character. In fact, he is a non-playable character. For all you little incel freaks living in bunkers, think of Trump as an NPC. Trump is NPC. John Bolton is NPC. Guess what? Nancy Pelosi, Elizabeth Warren, Andrew Yang. None of these people are playable characters. They all have a basic script they follow. Period. The problem with Trump's script, though, is it stopped working. People basically voted for him. I think a lot of people voted for Trump believing he was opposed to all the fucking foreign war bullshit. And then he comes out and says things like, well, we gotta stay in Syria for the fucking oil. Fuck, really? I thought you told us that we were the new Saudi Arabia. Shit. This doesn't make any fucking sense. Well, we gotta stay in Iraq for the fucking oil. Fuck, really? I thought you said we had hundreds of years of oil, Department of Energy. All that cheap fracking oil, that's what you told us. The Obama said he made America the new Saudi Arabia. You need to meditate on that shit. Meditate on that, because Saudi Arabia is a shithole, tyrannical, piece of crap, nearly collapsed society. Saudi Arabia is one of the wonderful inventions of the professors of World War I. And like all their great inventions, like Yugoslavia, places like that, it's going to basically melt. It'll implode. When all this shit comes crashing down, the Saudi government knows. This is why they have so much money overseas. They know what happens. They're dead. The Saudi government needs Iran destroyed too. Guys, everybody in the Middle East, except for Iran at this point, more or less is working against Iran. More or less, it looks like. I don't know. It seems pretty crazy. But yeah, everybody hates Iran. Why? I really don't understand. I don't. The only explanation is that maybe, you know, the United States is not the new Saudi Arabia. Maybe the fracking oil and all this, you know, marginal oil is really kind of expensive. And at $50 a barrel, these companies go broke. Maybe that's the truth. Maybe there's a reason why people are getting freaked out about General Haftar. General Haftar, fucking A, Libya had a government. Okay, you may not have liked Colonel Gaddafi. Holy fuck, I don't give a shit. They had a government, and we toppled it. And now Libya is a piece of shit. And the only part of Libya that NATO or the U.S. cared about after we blew it the fuck up, guess what part we cared about? Guess what part Hillary Clinton cared about? Okay, I'm going to give you a second. It's a three-letter word. Starts with an O. It ends with an L, and I'll give you one more hint. There's an I in the middle. Shit. And I gotta say, I tip my hat to Turkey right now. Because Turkey is totally fucking with NATO. Turkey is totally trolling NATO. God bless them. Not that I'm a big fan of Erdogan. He looks like another tyrannical piece of shit. But my gosh, I love how Turkey is fucking with all the hypocritical NATO bullshit. It's awesome. Okay? It's kind of like Trump coming out and saying, we're going to stay for the oil. It's shitty and imperial and crap, but there's a kind of basic fucking honesty to it. Hillary would have fucking told us we were staying to help out trans people. That's what she would have said. We're there to help out ethnic minorities and trans people who live within 5 miles of the oil. Yeah. That part will be left out. That part will be left out, and so will the part about all the Christians that will also get killed. Isn't it great news? No matter what happens in the Middle East, you can always trust in one thing. Christians getting killed. Isn't that good fucking news, people? That's right, my good friends. If Trump is gone, so is Iran. Now, I'm not saying if Trump stays, Iran is safe. I'm just saying the Trump narrative, in my opinion, is currently blown out, currently wasted, with respect to a war with Iran. In the same way that Obama's hero narrative was more or less completely trashed in August, September 2013, when, you know, Obama said, I got a red line that Syria should not cross. This red line is created by the CIA manufacturing chemical warfare attacks in Syria. This red line is created by magical ISIS forces that sprung into existence suddenly. Fuck. This red line is provided by Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda forces we allied with 10 years after they attacked us on 9/11, if we're to believe the fucking story. Yeah, Obama and the fucking heroes of Syria in 2013. That was so fucking heroic. So fucking heroic. But you know what? Nobody bought it. Even the British people who still believe their vote counted forced their parliament to vote against it. Sure, that was the storyline. That was the winner throwing in the towel. But yeah, the basic idea was that the Obama savior narrative, in my opinion, by September 2013 was basically shot. Gone. The Trump savior narrative, I think, is shot. It's gone. I think there are a lot of people who voted for him who have a bad taste in their mouth. And yeah, they think the guy ran to make America great again. But what he apparently was interested in doing was making Israel great again. So yes, 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 my friends. Good, good, good. Remember this. Remember this in the weeks to come. If Trump is gone, so is Iran. And don't be surprised if President Pence, one of the first things he does is ratchets up issues with Iran. And don't be surprised if one of the first things don't be surprised if President Pence makes John Bolton his national security advisor, or holy fuck, his secretary of state. Imagine John Bolton as Secretary of State. Wow, what a wonderful world. If you listen to this podcast on a Monday morning because you look out at the world with all the zombies, the people with the phlegm, the coughers, the people with watery bloodshot eyes, if you listen to this podcast and you're worried about the guy next to you who has this nasty cough, don't worry so much. You can be assured of one thing in Happy Dan's fuzzy, fuzzy, crashy, washy, little Saigon cocaine and hooker hour. Everybody gets a happy ending. So if you enjoy this podcast, the happy cocaine hooker, what the fuck is up with the world hour? And you've taken care of your food, your water, your shelter. You've made all your strategic purchases. You're currently living in an undisclosed location somewhere in Montana, Tierra del Fuego, Patagonia, or perhaps the dangerous Great White Shark Islands off the southern tip of South Africa. Wherever you're living today, if you've taken care of your food, your water, your shelter, your hookers, your cocaine, you've taken care of buying ammo for your submachine guns, you've bought all your canned food and your dried food and your rice and shit, and you have at least 100 copies of Hustler, and you've done all these things and you still have money left over, holy shit! Fuck. If you still have money left over and you want to donate to my podcast, there will be links in the description area of this podcast. There are links on my SoundCloud homepage that you can get to by going to imsully.com. Look in the right-hand panel and you'll see a donate to for using Venmo and a donate to using PayPal. And if you want to email me at me@imsully.com and send me gold and silver and diamonds and cocaine, I recommend you ship cocaine using the U.S. Postal Service. Or you can use my Amazon drop locker. I'll take the yayo. Okayo? Yeah, you know what, guys? If you have money left over after taking care of your hookers, do, then go ahead and send me your cash money, your diamonds, your cocaine, or simply use the Venmo and PayPal links to donate. And for this Friday, January the fucking what? 27th? Fuck. 2020. For this Friday, fuck. January the 27th, shit. 2020. Make sure that you wear a face mask today. Make sure you wash your hands frequently, especially after masturbating, you dirty birds. Have a great Monday, my dear friends. Have a great fucking Monday.